From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. U.S. military officials in Kabul say a bomb exploded today in the southern Afghan province of Kandahar. They say four soldiers attached to the U.S.-led coalition were killed. Two others were wounded. The attack occurred in an area where U.S.-led forces have been engaged in an offensive against the Taliban. The Olympic torch was carried through the streets of Tibet's capital today. The procession through Lhasa was guarded by tight security, with a hand-picked crowd lined up to watch the spectacle. The BBC's James Reynolds was there.
It began at 9 o'clock in the morning outside the Norbalinka Palace. We were driven there in a convoy past at least six or seven police checkpoints. And on the way, we saw empty streets and shuttered up shops. We saw a handful of crowds, but every single member of the crowd had an identity badge. That suggests that anyone who wasn't well vetted or chosen in advance had to stay at home. And the torch ended up right here outside the Potala Palace, the ancient home of the Dalai Lama.
The BBC's James Reynolds reporting from Lhasa. Federal officials say they hope the worst is over in the Midwest floods and that they can turn more of their attention to recovery efforts. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
FEMA Deputy Administrator Harvey Johnson told reporters that the water is still rising in some areas of the Midwest, especially as it flows down the Mississippi River.
The good news is that it's cresting at levels below the anticipated predicted area in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City and Rock Island and Quincy and East St. Louis and St. Louis.
He said officials are not anticipating any flooding problems south of Missouri where the Mississippi River widens. Johnson said so far 21 deaths and 111 injuries have been reported. A big challenge now is to make sure people are careful about contaminated water when they move back into their homes. Officials are also still trying to identify more permanent housing for those who might be out of their homes for a while. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama said yesterday he sees no reason to end the government's 27-year moratorium on offshore oil and gas drilling. He criticized Republican John McCain for changing his position on the issue.
The fact is, Senator McCain's decision to team up with George Bush on offshore drilling violates the bipartisan consensus that we've had for decades that has protected Florida's pristine coastline from drilling.
McCain once backed the moratorium, but now says he supports giving states the option to decide whether to open the areas off their coast to exploration. A spokesman for McCain said Obama is rejecting measures to lower gas prices. The Obama campaign reported yesterday it raised $21.9 million in May and had $43.1 million in the bank. McCain raised almost as much, $21.5 million, and has $31.5 million in the bank. This is NPR. Child welfare advocates are celebrating a Kansas Supreme Court ruling yesterday that gives juvenile offenders in that state a constitutional right to a jury trial. Kansas Public Radio's Peter Hancock reports.
The case involved a 16-year-old boy accused of forcing a kiss on a woman walking through his neighborhood. After denying his request for a jury trial, a judge sentenced him to 18 months and ordered him to register as a sex offender. But the state's high court said because Kansas law now treats juvenile offenders more like adult criminals, juveniles have a constitutional right to a jury trial. Jessica Fireman is with the Philadelphia-based Juvenile Law Center.
We certainly hope that it'll send a signal to other states that there comes a point when your juvenile justice system has tipped so far in the direction of punishment that you need to afford adult-like protections.
20 states have statutes that offer at least a limited right to a jury trial, but the Kansas ruling is believed to be the first to recognize a constitutional right. For NPR News, I'm Peter Hancock in Topeka.
Officials hope that a wildfire in Northern California will be contained sometime today. It started yesterday along the coast in Santa Cruz County and has burned 500 acres since then. About 2,000 people were told to leave their homes. A county spokeswoman said some homes were destroyed, but had no exact figure. A six-mile stretch of Highway 1 was shut down for much of the day. A heat wave is expected to continue in California at least through today. Excessive demand caused a power distribution station to fail in the North Hollywood area of Los Angeles yesterday. More than 8,000 customers lost electrical service. Heat records were broken up and down the state. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.